This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Just Sayin' Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale. And quick shout out to the Laguna Beach House, which I just had a fantastic weekend. If you are in the Laguna area, stay there. It's vintage. It's kitschy. It's the smells. It's just, it was wonderful. I needed to get the hell out of town. It was my anniversary and my mom's 70th birthday. And I hope she had a great birthday, but we did FaceTime, but that was pretty much it. And I'm recharged, ready to go. We got some fan decor that has come in, so we're going to start redesigning this set even a little more. But other than that, yeah, let's get into this week's episode. Today's guest is one of my favorites. I mean, my gosh, you've seen him on The Tonight Show. We've actually have blown up together. We recently performed at an arcade on Friday night. We're moving on up in the world. It's Fahim Anwar.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here. I'm glad you didn't leave out the arcade credit.
Yes.
Because most people, you know, they'll say Tonight Show and all that stuff, but the arcade one is the most recent one that I'm most proud of.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice little blast from the past. Was that Friday we did it?
I think that was Friday. It all meshes together. I was already in vacation mode because I think you saw me and I was like, I gotta get out of this town.
Yes, you were about to snap.
I was. So I was just tired. It's been a busy, crazy couple of weeks. And like when you have a vacation ready to go, you're like,
yeah.
But I was like, you know what I need to do first? Drive to downtown LA.
You need to be completely broken before you can build your spirits back up.
Exactly.
By the water.
Exactly, exactly.
But that's what I love about stand-up is that you're constantly humbled, you know? Like, I think acting, you can be a little more sheltered in a bubble and drink your own Kool-Aid. But just statistically, we always slip into, there's always a bad show, and then you feel like shit again.
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, we love whoever booked us, right? We're not trying to throw anybody under the bus or whatever, but it was a little bit of a blast from the past, like the first 4 years of doing stand-up.
Exactly.
You would do shows like that all the time.
It was me and you and Francisco Ramos, and we were just standing along the wall in the back.
We had to walk through an arcade. So you hear like tokens and like all these electronic sounds. And it was a giant arcade downtown.
It was huge.
Like, I kind of took a mental note of it. I go, I got to come back here and not do comedy and just play video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea that that was like a thing.
It's amazing.
It was like hipster Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was totally that.
It was like a warehouse.
There was like an Edison light bulb.
I had to get them come get me because I didn't know they had to like fish me from the video games. And it was this back room. And it's funny because the doors would open because people would have to go outside to get beer.
Yeah.
But every time the door opened, you could hear people having and you could hear people having way more fun than what was going on in the room. Like everyone, you'd see the audience just kind of like crane their neck.
Yeah.
Like
it was very humbling.
Yeah. Like we were a hip anti-drug program that like an elementary school hired.
You guys don't like fun? This is the place to be. Who has time for games?
Yeah, like I
come
do
on in here.
Dancing.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. Every time the door opened, like light would pour into the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone was like,
Yeah. And I'd have to yell and be like, I'm on stage.
Yeah. Everyone look
you
here.
You can play video games after the show.
I remember talking to the crowd because that's what we do now. We have to talk. You're not a real comic unless you're doing crowd work.
People love crowd work.
They love crowd work. And I'm talking to people and they were just looking at me. And I'm like, all right, well, this is, and of course, the booker brings me up to, I'm coming out. And I'm like, come on. Can I just
played the Aladdin theme song from, no, I'm just kidding. That's her thing. She's just like a playlist comedian. She's like Don Rickles of just playlists.
Just profile the comic before they come on. This is what you're going to get. Go. And then we had that moment where that comic got up and it was like her first or second time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, some of those shows where like you don't realize until they announce this person you've never heard of, their name.
Uh-huh.
And 80% of the crowd go, woo! And you go, oh.
Yeah.
it's a bringer show, or like 80% of the people are here to see their friend do stand-up for the first time.
Yes.
And we're just part of it.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, we're part of this, like, moment for her. But it was my favorite was when she goes, so, guys, I had a birthday in August, and I'm old now. I'm 24. And we were like, no! Like, we just, like, Fahim and Francisco and I, like, it was like when vampires see the sun, they just start, like,
we turn
turning
into dust.
No!
Or it's like that woman from Game of Thrones, just, like, all the moisture left our face, and then we were good. And I had to go on next, so I go, hydrate me, and then you put water on my face, and then...
I just get one of those, like, White Walker icicles, just... just shatter into a thousand pieces.
I'm 24. Oh, it's over for me. Then you're like, what am I?
What
you just have an existential crisis on stage. You go, if she thinks it's over, she pull a gun up.
Are you guys ready for some live entertainment? No, please.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a trip, though. And here we are.
It's good to see you. I chalk it up to one of those things where, I mean, it's cool you were there. It was cool. So you can laugh it off. Mm-hmm. If I didn't know anybody there, I'd be so sad. Like,
so sad.
I would feel like I've regressed. I've Benjamin buttoned, like, into my career or something. Like, fuck. But we were like, okay. Sometimes you get fooled a little bit.
But it was funny because you did that on stage where you're like, because they brought you up to the Tonight Show.
Yeah, they gave
and
you
then
my
you're
credits.
Like, but here I am now, guys.
Yeah,
so.
they go Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Conan recently did Tonight Show. And then I, you know, I'm in the back room of an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get on a stage that's like
six inches
above the ground.
But was it a big stage?
No, 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 no. But I'm just saying, it's funny when you do a show and it's just like the stage is just like three inches off the ground.
Tiny platform, yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, I did the Tonight Show, and now I'm playing an arcade.
Two-bit arcade,
an arcade in Skid Row.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm doing some bowling alleys after this, too.
Yeah. My favorite game to play is dodge the Night Walkers when you leave.
Yeah. I didn't know you could valet. I parked kind of, it was kind of sketchy. I had to have my head on the swivel back to my car.
Oh, God, I know. You're like, this is my best show and my last.
But I'm not going to pay for parking. I used to have this joke that, like, parking costs as much as you are afraid of homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not afraid, it's free. But you gotta walk quite a bit.
That needs to be a shirt.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid, it's free.
But if you're very afraid, then you're going to pay $100 to be right next to wherever you got to go and take a sky bridge. So you're not even.
Oh, God, you don't even touch the ground. You just have to walk above it.
Yeah, it's like Minneapolis, just connected by sky bridges.
Oh, yeah. I love Minneapolis.
Shout out Minneapolis. Shout out cities.
I mean, yeah, that's what I did over the weekend. I just chilled. Did Laguna. I did wine tasting at Bianchi.
Whoa.
Yes, got two bottles of wine. It was great. You know what I love about Laguna? It's very relaxing. The water's gorgeous. It's got actual, like, rocks, like that hit the shore and just...
Yeah, violent.
Oh, yeah. Just so good.
That'd be a good way to die, you know, if you love the ocean.
Dashed across the rocks.
Or just, like, have the waves crush you against the...
Yeah, but then I got nervous because then I saw people like paddleboarding like early in the morning, and that's when it always goes down. And because we got up early, we got our coffee, we walked along the beach, and there's just some paddleboarder by himself. And it's always early in the morning where they're like, Jim was out paddleboarding like he normally does when the fin of a great white took him down.
He
lost his leg that day, but 2 weeks later, Jim was back out because he loves the ocean. He's like, he ain't gonna take me down, Meg, you know?
I always like the paddleboard dog combo. That's pretty cool.
That's just always a good one.
You know?
But even like, you see like seals jumping out on paddleboards because they're like, there's a shark under here. And no.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't do it. Love Laguna. The women in Laguna were...
Up there?
Up there. Just, yeah. Not like for me, but they helped with the ambiance because a lot of the, I went and got a manicure, pedicure.
And I like you do full name for that. You don't do mani-pedi.
No, you're manicure. Pure.
Look,
pedicure.
You're an adult. You're a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manicure, pedicure. These women love their wine and their pills, and I'm here for it.
That'd be a great name for, like, a brunch spot or, like, a mimosa. It's called Wine and Pills.
Wine and Pills.
Like, they're not hiding the fact that they're about the pills, too.
Mm-hmm.
You get a side of pills. They go, what do you want, Xanax? You want...
Klonopin.
Yeah. We got it all.
Valium, whatever you want.
What if it's, like, when you go to, like, an Erewhon or something and they have that tube with, like, nuts? It's just pills?
Yeah. Or, like, you go into the candy store and it's, like, the... What was it?
Sweet Factory or something?
Wait,
or what?
What are the things in there? Oh my God. Oh, it's like the jelly belly, like like the jelly beans.
Well, you put a quarter in and then it just comes through.
You're like, oh, that's good.
It's like, yeah.
These are all different. I mean, this woman, we went out to dinner one night and she just like sits up at the in the stool and she's just looking around. I think she was on a date too. And the guy was talking to like some younger guys because the big game was on. Couldn't tell you what it was. Game was on. Yeah. And she was just like, she did the one eye pirate where she can't look at her phone. And then they're leaving and the waitress was like, well, how are you getting home? And she just goes, UberX. And we.
She said, what?
UberX.
UberX. She turned into Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, the way you're moving.
We'll get into Beetlejuice later. But yeah, she straight was like, UberX. And Evan and I just were like, holy shit. Then I'm getting my toes done. And this woman just barrels into the nail salon. And she sits down and she's like, I need French tips on both hands.
Like it's an emergency?
Yeah.
Sits down.
They're like, we can get to you in like 15, 20 minutes. She goes, 15, 20 minutes? All right. Pulls her bags down. And then my feet are like, the lady's painting my nails. Because I was like, I'm going to go for a nice, look at that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Pumpkin spice toes. And she's painting my toes. And this woman's just staring at my feet. And I'm just kind of like, ooh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she's into this, but I can't go anywhere. So, yeah.
You got to sneak a peek. You can't be fixated on that long, no matter what
like,
it is.
What if the roles were reversed? This what if that was, it was me just like
it's like staring. Cleavage. Sneak a glance, you know.
But she was like literally closer to me than you are now, just staring at my feet. And I was like, yeah. And then some lady was like, I'm really embarrassed because your feet are nicer than mine. And I was like, don't you fucking forget it. I didn't say that.
She had sunglasses just to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you fucking forget it.
Yep.
And you try to leave. She's like, I'm not done. I need to touch it. You're like, oh, okay. It would have been more impactful if I could leave. No,
I'm not paying for this. I swivel a cape around and leave. All right. Well, let's get into some stories. It was a busy, busy week. These are just some of the hottest pop culture stories of the week.
Please, I come to you for this.
Yes,
you got your finger
on
the pulse.
Lot of people do, and I like...
Well, every time I see you on stage, like, you're my news source. I know that I will know what's going on. You've always got a great take on it. You're always on the bleeding edge of what's going on pop culturally.
This podcast actually charts in news.
For real? That's awesome.
It's like...
That's Keith, awesome and scary.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Keith Olbermann, Morning Joe, all those guys. And then me. So, yeah, I give people the entertainment. And, you know, here's what's going on. You know, I see people in the hallway. We'll chat and catch up. Like, what do you think about this? So, this one's actually new. Cher, the singer, the icon.
Right.
She apparently is back on with her 37-year-old boyfriend. I guess they had, what was it, like a spring romance? She was caught being cozy with her former beau, Alexander A.E. Edwards. A.E. Edwards sounds like he performs here.
Yeah, or he has like a truck award that he passes out every year. Like an A.E. Edwards.
A.E. Edwards in the mix.
Three years in a row.
Stepped out Friday for dinner in Beverly Hills. They were holding hands, leaving funky. Is it funk?
Well, here's what's so funny is like the ages are so old that they still use the language caught. It's like you're 77 and 37.
We caught them.
Yeah. We caught these like older people getting cozy.
Yeah. Can I just say this is my new thing that's really pissing me off with like these articles and such. Like there was an article that came out last week with Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh man, I used to have such a crush on her.
Right?
Yeah. Like more than Pamela Anderson. Because everyone was like, look, Pamela's great. But I was like the indie band. I'm like, yo, y'all sleeping on Yasmin Bleeth.
Yasmin was slept on.
Slept on.
Yeah.
Okay. Not
right.
That,
right. Take it back. Yeah.
Cut it out. I don't want to be. I mean, slept on in the.
But it's crazy because now the new thing is, you know, that was what, the 90s when she was on Baywatch.
Yeah.
And they're doing this now with women where they're like, Yasmin Bleeth steps out in public, unrecognizable. I'm like, she's in her what, late 50s, early 60s now, probably. early 60s?
It would be weird if they looked exactly the same after all these years.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, this former hot woman is now gross.
I mean, not even gross. It's just human.
Yeah, I know. It drives me insane. I'm just like, and then of course people are like, you know, the comments are
what happened?
What happened? Why did she age?
I have this fantasy because like this happens to anybody in the public eye, like who's on TV or film. Just, you know, civilians will be like, oh my God, what happened to them? They're so old now. I want that celebrity just to like pull up pictures from that person's life and be like, look at you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This is your high school photo.
Yeah.
You look like shit.
Yeah.
At least I look close to what I look like. Look at you.
You look like mashed potatoes
just because,
with legs.
Like, civilians never have to do that. They don't have that stark difference, but like their entire 20s weren't like immortalized on film.
But it's also that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, because then if you get the work and you're like tucked and pulled and everything was like, enough.
Why'd they do that?
Yeah.
They should have aged gracefully so I could say, what the fuck?
They age gracefully. They're like, gross, go back to the woods, you know? It's like—
Yeah, you can't win.
I'm here for like Cher. I mean, my God, you're Cher. Just go out. They went out. That's her boyfriend.
Oh, all right.
She's 77. She still looks amazing.
Great.
No one's like, what happened to Cher? She's a god. That's what happened. So, you know, and everyone's kind of like a little like, what's he doing with her?
I don't like how he is in front of Cher.
Good call.
What are you doing?
Dare you?
You're the plus one. Why is the plus one in front?
Yeah, the plus
Get
one.
Get behind me. I'm
good
fucking
call.
Cher. You're two names. I'm one.
Yeah. You're Cher. You lead.
Yeah.
You're the boss, bitch. Like
exactly.
So they were holding hands. Everyone's losing their shit because I guess they've gotten back together. I'm here for a what is that called? A
what?
Spring, summer?
Is it May, December?
May, December
romance.
Have you ever dated somebody older than you?
Not really. And if so, maybe like a year.
I'm trying to think if could I date somebody in their 70s? Maybe. I feel like there's a lot of like older women take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy. They look good. Like, what if she was like, you there, boy?
So it's pretty much a Cher.
You want to go to the Polo Lounge?
You're just asking me, like, would you date Cher?
Would you date Cher? What if Cher was like, this is a song? And you were like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Her vocoder's on all the time,
but you
too.
Don't have to, like, have, like, you don't have to be intimate with them, you know? It could just be like, I just want
This has gotten downgraded to, would you have coffee with Cher?
I would totally have coffee with Cher. I would have coffee with Cher in a heartbeat.
I would have coffee with, I would have sushi with Cher.
Yeah, I'd be like, and I would ask her, what's the secret? Like, what spell?
No, you go, I guess you go, who's your guy?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's be real. Who's your guy?
Mm-hmm.
Calabasas? What are we, Woodland Hills? Where's he at? Europe? Come on, Madrid? Who's your guy?
Also, like, can you put the potion that gave you eternal life into my
coffee?
There's
that, too.
God.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about going one of two ways, just kind of, like, aging not that great or just looking super weird and alien. She's threaded that needle.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because if a guy did it, they're like, oh, look, no problem. Cher does it. Everyone's like, oh, this is, she's dating young men. I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
We need that as a game show.
What?
When the strike is over and we can, like, get back to television and stuff, we need a show called Would You Date Cher?
And this Cher comes out and she doesn't talk. She's just there as a visual aid.
Just swiping in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That would be just amazing.
I would date Cher. That is the correct answer. It's the quickest game show. Just all of them say yes.
Do you
We've never had a no. We'll try again. We'll try again next week. Ba-bam-a-bam-bam. Cher's wardrobe has been brought to us by
spay and neuter your animals. Well, it is a sad time for some because over the weekend we had a divorce. We had a shocking split.
Oh my God.
Hugh
yeah.
Jackman.
I was watching Wolverine when I heard the news.
Were you?
I had to pause it and like take a breather outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a wife beater because I'm very involved
oh, yeah.
when I watch. I have chopsticks in my hands.
You taped them to your knuckles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I have Hugh Jackman alerts, Google alerts.
No!
Yeah, yeah.
No!
I tore my wife beater. And I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah. But Hugh and Deborah Lee Furness divorced, announced their split after 27 years of marriage.
Yeah. What and a run. What a run, though.
What a run.
27, Hollywood, you know?
But everyone was like, and by everyone, I mean the gays, were like, brr. Prairie dogs. out of the dirt. We're like, really? Here's the thing. I'm not trying to say that someone is gay. There have been gay rumors about Hugh Jackman forever. But it would be rad. I love, like, an older, like, person coming out in life, you know?
It's like Jordan coming back.
Yeah, out of retirement.
Jordan with the 4-5.
It's like if it's something that everyone discussed and they were like, I mean, come on. He loves Broadway. He was in The Music Man. Mm. You know, he was in The Greatest Showman. He loves
That's
titles with man in it.
He
Jackman.
Jackman.
I mean, lest we forget, his last name is Jackman.
It was under our noses the whole time.
The whole time.
This is like the usual suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I need to drop my like coffee mug right here.
Kaiser Sozek.
Jackman. It was there the whole time. It was in front of us. The Broadway stuff was a red herring. It was Jackman.
Yeah. The whole time. I mean, and she was a little older as well, I think, by a couple years. So yeah, 54, and she was 67. Yeah. So apparently COVID tore them apart.
Is that the word on the street?
They're saying that, you know, them spending a lot of
time. That much time?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this should be a lesson to women out there. We're not meant to spend that much time together.
27 years.
It's toxic.
That's it.
So, I mean, the reason, you know, your parents and your grandparents is because they barely saw each other. They were at war and, like, you know, being.
Raising children.
Being in a submarine.
Yeah.
It's like too much. We're too different. I mean, I'm joking here. Don't cancel me. But I mean, there's a kernel of truth.
I mean, it is. It
also,
is
we used to never be this tethered to people with texts. And you know what I mean? You used to be able to, like, see them at the house, then you go your separate ways. But just to, like, have constant blankets of, like,
on
attention.
Top of each other,
yeah. I don't think we've ever had this much exposure to your partner.
But it is funny, too, because it's like we're now in a society where there's cameras and people are taking pictures whenever they can. But we're not at the point now where. When a couple announces their split, there's always the, like, Hugh Jackman steps outside for the first time ever without his wedding ring on.
Yes, yes.
Like, they're like,
it's Groundhog Day.
Don't have it.
And there's, like, a huge tan line.
But, I mean, good for them. But also, I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Do I, you know?
We'll see. We'll see.
Wolverine in a jockstrap. Just saying.
What if immediately, like... Just, like, next week you see him in a cage, like, on a wheel. He just, like, goes full immersion. He's like, I'm living my truth.
I think my pupils just dilated. I was like,
bull.
I mean, it's one of those things, you know? You're like, oh, yeah. He's very, like, an Australian, like, jacked man.
He is.
You know? And, she's great. She'll bounce back, I'm sure. But get out of here, Deborah.
What if she starts dating
Look at that. He's got those Keith Urban bangs.
What if she starts dating Cyclops?
Shit.
She's just ripping through the X-Men?
I mean, my God, Deadpool. Oh, yeah, she's just going through them. But then you find out that it wasn't Cyclops. It was Mystique the whole time.
Holy shit.
And you're like, oh, my God, she's a lass.
Print it. You can wear a fedora at Disneyland? I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you're the Music Man, you totally can. Yeah. So, good luck. Apparently, they're devastated, but yeah. I don't know.
It is interesting, too, when you are a Hollywood couple like that. You, like, make the announcement. And then both of you have PR teams, and it's a race to get ahead of it. Like Joe Jonas and, like, Sophie Turner, right? So it's like, it's bad enough you got to split. Now you're like, okay, we want to seem like the good guys here. Let's leak this. You know what I mean? And it's like all this extra shit.
She had two kids. Now she's an alcoholic and likes to party too much.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get into some more. Halle Berry doubles down on her Drake feud. I didn't know that there was
I had no idea as well.
You had no idea there was a feud between Halle Berry and Drake?
No.
Well, get into it. So apparently he has a new album coming out, and he is using her image from the Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Awards from 2012 that is owned by Getty Images, and she is pissed because— She says that Drake initially reached out to her for permission of her image, and she said no. She said, because he asked me, and I said no, that's why. So someone said, why ask if you intend to do what you want to do? That was the fuck you to me. Not cool. You get it? Oh, Hallie. But apparently it's this image of her covered in slime is the album cover for Drake's new album, which what is it called? Is it called, oh, it's called Slime You Out? Let's see. The Catwoman star. Okay. She's done so much more than that. Why are we?
Yeah. Why is
why
there,
are we saying
like,
that?
Like, say Monsters Ball. Was she in Monsters Ball?
She got an Oscar for Monsters Ball. The Catwoman star comes 2 days after she slammed the Grammy-winning artist for using the image to promote his song with SZA, Slime You Out. So that's, I mean, that's a cool album photo, I will say.
Yeah.
But there he is.
I mean, it is fucked up to ask and then still go through with it. That's where he messed up. If he was going to do it anyway, just put it out and then deal with it later. It is kind of messed up to say, hey, because in my mind, you're like, oh, okay, they respect me enough to ask, and my opinion means something.
Yeah.
And then when you just don't use it.
Well, she's pissed off because he didn't get her permission. So, but also if Drake was like, here, some money, there you go, here's some Birkins. Yeah. I've got like 900 of them. Do you want one?
Or like, some sort of negotiation. Like, yeah. All right, can we donate to a charity? What's it going to take for
but
us
it's not
use?
Like this was like you shat your pants outside of Craig's, or you know what I mean?
That'd be funny. And it's just Getty Images, and it's just you shitting your pants. Like, like, what's the big deal? I mean, Getty Images owns you shitting your pants.
I it's had out, the bolognese.
It's out there. Anybody can pay for it and access it.
I told him no more bread.
Yeah. And your date's looking on, and you're just, it's like the worst moment of your life. And it just says Getty Images.
And just flash, 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 flash.
That's the thing about the paparazzi. Like we are niche enough where, like, our rock bottoms, there's no photographers around. But yeah. If you're like Britney or whatever, you got cameras all over on your worst moments in life.
Well, my God. But some of those moments in life, remember the, like, the no panties era where all of them got out of their cars with no panties on? We need to bring back, well, we need to start. I think guys need to start just like free balling out of cars.
Just really high cars.
Yeah.
And wearing kilts.
Just boom.
Just wearing kilts and nothing underneath and just being surprised. Like, what's going on here?
It's by culture.
This is my privacy.
Well, let's get into some dongs, shall we? A new dinner party here in Los Angeles is encouraging guests to dine in the buff without the fear of being asked to leave. It's called Feud. A portmanteau? What is that?
We're too poor to pronounce that.
How do you say that? A portmanteau? Portmanteau.
He's a good
pimento. A portmanteau of food and nude, and is the brainchild of performance artist and chef Charlie Ann Max. Max has done similar pop-ups in New York, San Francisco.
Pop-ups, I don't like that. Right.
But also since 2020, during COVID, weren't we not supposed to have pop-ups? The latest LA experience is currently happening at a private house in the San Fernando Valley. This is not a thing. This is not an experience. This is a swinger party.
Yeah.
Guests arrive and strip completely naked. Then there's a breathwork glass followed by a plant-based meal. Someone's bottoming.
You know, yeah, the difference between just, like, creepy dude trying to set up some weird sexual shit and, like, this
no, it's an experience.
Yeah, just calling it an experience or an art installation.
The dinner's
like, that would be a good game show. Like, creepy dude or art, modern art. This is a guy off Craigslist who put it together. And you're like, no, this is a Soho.
No, guys, I've done this in New York and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Oh, other major cities? You're not doing them in Tampa.
There's just like a shadow.
In Waco.
There's like a shadow behind the screen, and then people guess, and then the thing comes up, and it's just the guy with like molester glasses.
They're like, they go,
you were wrong.
That's the guy
it's a creepy
feud.
Guy.
Well, the dinner's extremely exclusive, and you can't just make a simple reservation. There's a long application process. Sure, you have to send a photo, and they say no, cisgendered men can attend without a referral.
Ooh, that's discrimination.
It is, isn't it? There's also a safety guide to ensure everyone's comfortable.
I mean, that's kind of funny. Maybe they're trying to get in, and, like, the dress code is, like, lose it. You know, like you can't get in. Am I not wearing the right thing? You're wearing the thing.
Take it off. What if, well, also it's like, do you have to be hot?
I mean, I feel like that's, I feel like as Abercrombie, kind of under the table, like they don't explicitly say it. But
I'm so nervous around naked people.
I wouldn't be able to enjoy, like, I would never go to, like, this is my nightmare. I would never do that. Eat naked?
Well, in my head, I'm immediately thinking of like Clue meets Eyes Wide Shut. So it's like you show up to this dinner party and you're like, oh, what a lovely venue we have. And then some weird bell rings and some guy's like, remove your clothes. And you're like, oh, well, okay. Well, I'm from the DC area. Yeah. You know, like it's very, but like, what do they serve? So it's like, and does it cross the line? Do we have dinner? And then it's like, well.
Yeah, like it's very professional on the up and up. If anyone gets a boner, they get bounced. They go, that's not what this is about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got
this,
it.
This is about fine dining naked.
Yeah, right.
And you're making it sexual.
Right.
Get at it. And the bouncers are naked too.
So they're pulling you up out of your chair, so, and you're hitting their dicks too. And you're like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. The guy in the middle has a boner, but the bouncers don't. And they're just, get him. They open the doors, get him out of here.
The chef comes out with just a chef hat, and he's like,
yeah. And he goes, how's everything tasting? And like the cock is like right by the coffee.
It
goes into the drink on accident. I'm sorry about that.
It's good.
I'm sorry. There's a pube in my risotto.
I'm so sorry. Well, that's part of the experience.
Well, the chefs are allowed to wear pube nets in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like just naked bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naked bear. Yes, naked chef. So the meal quickly turned into a group therapy session with diners discussing their fears, doubts, and struggles with gender expectations and norms around the words yes and no. If you're permitted to attend, the tickets start at $150 a person. Where you carry the cash to settle your bill is unclear.
Is your butthole?
Oh, meaning you can't, like, oh, like your wallet.
Yeah. Everyone just fishes their money from their asshole. And they go, this was delectable. And then they wipe the poop off it. And they go, when's the next pop-up? I want to know.
We'll send you an email confirmation when it gets closer to the time. We don't want people, you know, getting around.
I like how it says, too, like, the meal quickly turned into a group therapy session. Is that code for orgy?
That's what I'm wondering.
It's got to be. Group
breath work, massage.
That's when I would leave. That sounds like the most boring part of the dinner.
And everyone's like, talking about how they're all struggling with gender expectations and norms. I'll tell you what you're having a struggle with. You're not allowing cisgendered men into it.
Yeah.
But also, like, that makes no sense to me. So they're just, shouldn't it be open to all? What if you're a cisgendered man? You're like, God damn it, I want to eat naked and out in public.
Yeah, where's our place?
I'll tell you where. Applebee's.
Yeah, yes. What if you mix up the address and you show up naked to, like, the wrong restaurant?
Oh, my God.
And you go, oh, my bad. They go, we've been getting a lot of this. It's too down.
You're so excited. You're like, here it is. They're like, you're at an Outback Steakhouse. Oh, God, no.
Huh. Yeah, the Bloomin' Onion should have been a tip-off.
Oh, no.
I was like, why is everyone dressed?
Hugh Jackman's there. This is the show! Yeah. Cher.
Oh, they got Bloomin' Onions at this?
Oh, God. All right. Well, speaking, you mentioned Beetlejuice earlier.
Yes.
Did you hear about this story?
Yeah, I have.
I am not. I try to avoid politics, but this is just too good.
Yeah, she's like the Blade of politics, though. She crosses over.
She really does. Yeah. I mean, it's Lauren Boebert. She is a congresswoman from Colorado. And this story has just gotten weirder and weirder. So she was at this performance of Beetlejuice the Musical, which I would have loved to see. I don't know if it's here or if it stopped. It's something, but I wanted to see it. But she was kicked out of the regional touring performance of Beetlejuice for vaping, singing, and, quote, causing a disturbance during the show in Denver. So the theater staff warned the 36-year-old grandmother. What? Is she a 36-year-old grandmother?
I guess so.
Wow.
Grandma Rock.
Well, maybe Drake should use her image for his album.
Yeah. Just her getting groped.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
Oh,
did they talk about it?
Oh, yes.
It was on Twitter.
Oh, it's a whole thing. So she was warned after, you know, people were saying, like, she was being a little disruptive. And they also refused to leave on their own when they were asked to leave. So they called the police. And Lauren Boebert pulled the old classic, "Do you know who I am?" But it also says that, I guess her campaign manager, Drew Sexton, confirmed that, yes, it was her. He said in a statement that the congresswoman was merely enthusiastically enjoying the show and says she denied vaping during the performance. But, you know, that video came out where she's like,
yeah,
vaping. But she did take a cell phone photo with the flash on, even though we know as people who go into public spaces that, you know, flash photography is not allowed. The theater received another complaint about Boebert and her guests about 5 minutes into the second act for being loud. I guess the theater usher said, "I told them that they would need to leave the theater, and if they did not, they will be trespassing." The patrons said they would not leave. Said, "I told them I would be going to get the Denver police." They said, "Go get them."
Ooh, nice.
And the police showed up. And she said, "Do you know who I am? I'm on the board. I'll be contacting the mayor." So anyways, they escorted her out with her guy. It is then, you see them flipping off the people, you know, because you win, you showed them. But then it gets weirder. This guy is grabbing her breasts in the theater. Yeah, look. So,
well, Beetlejuice got him worked up. You know, it's kind of hard.
That's not what he meant by "it's showtime." It's like, look at this.
Also, eyes forward. Like, what is this? Is this very, it's a weird way to feel someone up. Just,
well, she's got her hand. She's feeling him up too. So they're rubbing each other out at Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. which I'm just baffled. This is a congresswoman. This is someone who is very...
I mean, you can tell she doesn't go to a lot of live events or, well, like, Broadway shows.
Or she's not going to a new dinner art pop-up at any time soon.
This is medieval times behavior.
Yeah. Well, as someone who... It's medieval times, for sure. Give her a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you could do that there, but, like, when it's a more cultured performance, if you're vaping and you're, like, taking flash photography and getting felt up...
Yeah, you're not at the Comedy Store, lady.
And if she's... Yeah, it's not dark enough.
Yeah.
You know, that's expected at the Comedy Store.
Isn't a two-drink minimum?
I'm just sort of, like, trying to distract, you know, so that guys can make moves. That's the whole reason we do comedy.
Yeah.
Just so that, you know, people can, like, get out there.
Well, and it gets even weirder because she pulls her hands closer to his breast. I'm not reading a romance novel, by the way. This is actual... Yeah.
That'd be hilarious, like, do an oil painting, like it's a romance novel, just have her getting felt up on the cover.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Great.
And it's just this thick about this event.
And she's like, oh.
I kept on caressing her breast.
And, like on stage, it's just them with the shrimp cocktails from Beetlejuice. I mean, it is kind of crazy because, you know, that whole thing with, like, the lion roaring before the Wizard of Oz, you play Dark Side of the Moon. You actually play Harry Belafonte's Deo with the banana song. It syncs up perfectly with this video. Daylight come and me one go home.
But how crazy is it for all this stuff that, you know, we're reading about, like the vaping, the pictures, the getting fondled, and to be that outraged when you're asked to leave?
Could you? But I mean, that happens here.
Yeah.
That happens here. There's people who are like,
but these aren't Congress people.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These are like, this is a woman who's like, I represent traditional family values.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really, bitch?
Well, she's a grandmother. She should know. She knows what's up.
She's a 36-year-old grandma just getting felt up in a theater.
Uh-huh.
But here's what really drives me. And this is just like... chef's kiss. This bitch has gone on to attack the LGBTQ+ community over and over and over again, accusing them of being groomers, putting that vitriol out so all her followers can go after people and, you know, attack them and all that shit. However, this woman is engaged in sexual activities in a 3,000-seat theater during a performance of Beetlejuice where you have to be at least 10 years old to see Beetlejuice. So this woman's getting felt up and grabbing this guy's dong, his sandworm, if you will, in the theater. Mind you, this guy also is a bar owner in Denver that is welcoming to the LGBTQ plus community that also has drag shows at his bar that she is opposed and saying drag in front of children is dangerous.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
It's just so stupid. Yeah.
Also to me, like, that there's a guy out there who's all about that. You know, that's perplexing to me because she represents, you know, like, a lot of terrible things. And just for this guy in the theater to be like, oh, yeah, fucking Lauren.
Boebert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a 10.
Gross. Yeah. So, I mean, it's... She did her, I guess she did her apology tour over the weekend. And she
said sorry?
She said sorry-ish.
She's like, my clouds weren't even that big.
Yeah, she's like, you guys, it weren't even like strawberry clouds. They were just like normal clouds.
Oh, this is like way more high def.
Yeah.
What if they're just full-on fucking while people are getting to their seats?
Well, and of course people are saying, oh, she was set up and stuff. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think every place, we have like multiple cameras all over this place.
Yeah,
because we just, you just never know, especially with the amount of violence and like.
Like they have no control.
I mean, look at her, full flash. Right.
Okay, having a good time.
I mean, that's okay. Like dancing in your seat, that's fine. And then, did someone say Beetlejuice three times? Oh, I mean, my God. And then she's escorted out. Flipping off everybody, you know, like a congresswoman does.
She's like Congresswoman Tupac. Just fuck life.
I'll see you guys during hairspray. That's right, bitch.
Yeah, you're not going to get my money for hairspray. If this is how you treat me. If you don't get me at my Beetlejuice.
Yeah, if you don't get me at my Beetlejuice, you deserve me at my hairspray. Oh, God. You can't stop the beat. Has a whole new meaning now.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
But let's keep it going with entitled people. So unruly passengers are having a moment.
Yeah.
We've seen them. We had the lizard lady on the plane. We've seen people getting duct taped to their seats, which is always my favorite. I love a good outburst. But this woman over the weekend, her name was Morgan Ausman. She was on the critically acclaimed masterpiece of a show called Bad Girls Club, who claimed to have dated Britney Spears' ex-husband, Sam Asghari, who goes to my gym, by the way. It's really weird. He's there, and I'm like...
Do you pat him on the back? Like, I'm sorry, dude.
No.
How are you feeling?
I don't like
him. Oh, yeah?
I see him and I'm like, why are you here?
On a personal level or just from what you've gathered through bits and pieces in the news?
Both, I think.
Interesting.
But I just see him.
You don't like the way he works out?
Well, I saw him the other day. And he was just like hanging out in the locker room, just like with his trainer talking. And I'm like, can you move?
Taking up too much space?
Yeah, he's just like, I'm like, get. And why are you at like West Hollywood Equinox? What's going on,
Interesting.
Sam?
Interesting.
And Shawn Mendes. God. All right. So this woman's being ripped online after she was filmed calling herself Instagram famous while throwing a tantrum aboard a flight. The 35-year-old designer, what if it said 35-year-old grandmother again?
Oh, yeah.
Who appeared on Oxygen's Bad Girls Club, recently confirmed her identity. She said, yes, it's me, you guys. So this woman is appeared to be blowing up on Reddit. She is exchanging words with an off-screen passenger while grabbing her bags. She says, call me a bitch again, the Miami, Florida native. I would hate for this to be written up about me. Native dares while the videographer guffaws in the background. I did nothing wrong. After the flyer tells her to shut up, in response, she tells the other passenger to shut the F up before walking away with her bag. Things come to a head after the social media celeb, not a thing, notices the passenger filming the exchange, whereupon she sarcastically explains, film me, I'm Instagram famous, you fucking bum. Oh, this is where we are.
Yeah.
What would you do?
You think she's had work done, or is that like...
That's a real person. That's her original skin suit. Yeah. It's one thing to see a fight or an altercation, but I think it's over when you admit that you are Instagram famous. That's when you're like, get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You shouldn't give your own credits. That's kind of the rule. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't... Especially
I performed at an arcade on Friday.
Yeah.
Look, that's right.
I don't
that's
go
me.
Around saying that. Is it true? Yes. But I don't need to shove people's faces in it. Have they performed at an arcade? Probably not.
I don't need their lifestyle shoved down my throat.
What if I'm unruly? I'm on a plane. I'm like, I performed at an arcade.
But I'm, here?
I have a blue check mark. Not on Twitter because they took it away. I don't want to pay for that. But on Instagram, I still have a blue check mark.
Oh, my God.
I'm on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
I'm verified on Facebook.
He just snapped. It was so crazy.
Some of my comedy clips get 30,000 views.
But here's the...
Yeah.
My analytics are growing.
Yeah, I'm losing sometimes. I'm losing. I think I'm posting too much or I don't know. The algorithm. They keep on changing the algorithm. It's fucked up. They keep on changing the algorithm. I heard Wednesdays and Fridays are good to post.
Women on pills love my feet.
Yeah.
Women on pills love my feet.
I'm trying to do more stories. Get off my back.
But that's the thing, though, is when you have these moments of people, like, losing their shit, and as soon as it gets online, like, people are coming after her. They're like, oh, you have to tell people you're famous. You're not famous. Someone said famous, but she's still flying coach. Oh.
That's the uppercut. That's the Mike Tyson punch out.
Flawless victory. Oh, someone called her cringe Kardashian. She's oh my God. If you're so famous, why aren't you in first or even business class? No one cares who you are. Wow. This sounds like some of my iTunes reviews. We don't care if you live or die.
Thanks for the engagement.
Yeah. Thank you so much, because it's still a review.
It is true. It is
and true. I chart news. I chart news.
Yeah.
So I think this is what makes me afraid to fly. I have to fly to a wedding this weekend, and I'm like, oh, God.
You think you're going to encounter one of these?
I really hope not. Have you ever had anyone unruly on your flight?
No, luckily. Yeah, I hear these stories, but, you know, statistically, I imagine we do so many shows across the country, it's bound to happen.
You watch. Yeah. You'll be flying out of Laguna Airport, and some woman's going to be like, I need some air.
Like, just sucked out.
Sucks everyone out. All right. We've got a couple more stories. We have, let's see, we've got Britney Spears. You know, she just got a divorce with Sam, who goes to my gym. And over the weekend, it was said that she has been romancing an ex-con housekeeper.
Ooh.
Which I did not.
Spicy.
He's 37 and living in her house. And her ex, a lot of people were saying she was cheating on Sam, or Sam said that she was cheating
again
on
the
him.
The PR team's getting ahead of it. Whose story, you know, like, who wants to be the good guy?
Let's see. A third source tells Page Six that the pair are not dating, noting that they stopped hanging out after she, quote, came back from Mexico. The drama, right?
Yeah.
But over the weekend, it said that they are not dating anymore. So.
Is he out of the house?
But look at the guy. Can we see the guy? That's her. Mm-hmm. What's happening with her teeth? I really don't know.
I mean, I love that joke. I mean, maybe I don't want to give away your material.
What, mine?
Yeah, but the video, Or just like, I mean, it's just an observation how it is from so high all the time.
It's a lot. And it made me sad because
it's like top down. It's almost like an aerial shot.
It's of her.
It's like a drone shot or something, like from a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that's the thing. Like, as you get older, you want to raise the camera a bit to a degree, but Britney is taking it to, she's like on a water tower.
The Goodyear blimp, yeah.
She's gonna be in a cornfield, and it's just, she's gonna be like a dot. She's
like, I believe I can fly.
Yeah. This is my new dance. I still got it. And you're, it's like Grand Theft Auto, just like a dot. Like,
well, speaking of Grand Theft Auto, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah. Just put an oil thing or whatever, or like,
right? I mean,
yeah,
it's like what?
Just
what,
add the hip hop music.
What in the Breaking Bad hell is this? This is the guy she was like.
Is this the day he got out? Because he looks like he's wearing jail clothes.
She's just like here with this guy, and everyone's like, no, they're not dating now. So I'm like, thank God. But I'm really, I'm. You know what? We talk about Britney a lot. I'm rooting for her. We all are. But shit, yeah. Her son just turned 18.
Whoa.
So now she doesn't have to give him an allowance anymore, which now KFED is 50% out of, like, you know.
He's out of jail?
No, he's unemployed. Kevin Federline has no money. He's been using the son, not using the sons. He's taking in the child support until.
So he has nothing now.
Well, he has half now because one of the kids is 18 now and she can cut him off. And now it's like, get this guy out of here. What is that? I don't even know. So, yeah, we're rooting for her. And then the VMAs were last week, and I think they got a lot of coverage. I didn't talk about
the VMAs.
It because, yeah, did you watch them?
No, but I do feel like I've heard about this VMAs more than I have other ones.
You know why?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Nelly Furtado. Timbaland, Wyclef Jean, who else was there?
So they brought some generations together.
It was like, oh, here's our people. And then, you know, you had like all the K-pop groups with, which by the way, K-pop groups are a lot.
Choose your words wisely. You're on thin ice right now.
But here's the thing. You know, like, I feel like boy bands and girl groups, it was like, oh, Ginger Spice and Scary Spice. And, you know, Joey Fatone was like the fun uncle.
Yes.
You know, you had the old one.
Right.
K-pop, it's like you have the lavender-haired one. You have the dark chocolate-haired one. Mm. You have the white-haired one. Like, they all have that now. And they're all... It's like a thing now. They all have... All 25 of them have different colored hair.
And that's the only differentiator?
I don't know. Like, you said that, not me.
You roped me in, dear.
Where fuck. I'm like, the pink-haired one. Yes, got it. So anyways, but the VMAs did come out, and it was fun because it was a lot of, Ashanti came back. So it was a lot of new and old, and it was fun. Lance, Joey, Chris, and JC, and Justin all appeared presenting Taylor Swift with... You know, one of her 9 awards, she just swept.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've talked about Taylor Swift on this podcast. I'm saying it now.
Please.
I love Drunk Taylor Swift.
Drunk Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. She was living.
Yeah, I saw some clips. It looked fun.
It looked fun. I was like, if you're going to sweep the awards, just fucking, you're the problem. It's you. You know, just.
Well, she's selling out football stadiums.
No shit.
She's playing with house money.
Exactly.
She's like, you don't got to give me jack shit. I print money.
I print money. I gave 100.
I'm just here for the vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to go on stage? Okay.
Yeah. And they gave her, she gave her, like, staff $100,000 raises. Like, girl, go.
Yeah.
Get shit-faced on camera. Yeah, but they call the moon man now the moon person.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was new to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, NSYNC appeared.
Moon person.
And it was kind of insane because I was like, oh, shit. We're old.
Yeah, where it's a career and monetarily viable for all of them to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time, JT would hold out because, like, nah, it's gonna. But, like, now it makes sense for him to do that.
No, Justin did.
No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
To, like, get back together.
Yeah.
But for a long time, it's like that cat and mouse game of, like, I don't know, guys. Yeah, maybe sometime in the future because you still have this viable solo career.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he still does a little bit, but it's waned. Whereas, like, now it's the time where you're like, okay, now it makes sense for all of us to get back together.
Well, what do you think is gonna happen?
What, get back together?
Mm-hmm.
I think you do the solo thing as long as you can, juice it for all it's worth, and then you don't get any more from it. And then you're like, okay, the only way I can juice some more money out of this shit is to get back with the guys.
Well.
It's almost like you'll see these Geico commercials where they're like singing, and you're like, they're at that point now where like, let me just make a lot of money. They would never do this 10 years ago, but like, it's a law it's a law of nature.
Well, it's like the they did the 50th anniversary of hip hop, mm-hmm. and like all the guys, like Grandmaster Flash came out, and they were like, "This is Grandmaster Flash to the kids," and they were like, "Yeah,
yes, I know. Nothing is forever. You have a moment, you juice it for all it's worth, and then you go, okay, how can I get some more juice? All right, people like when the thing is back together. We'll squeeze some more money, mm-hmm. and then it's in the ground time.
Well, I have an update for you.
What?
I texted Lance.
Oh, yeah?
I texted him the day after the VMAs, and I said, what's happening? Is there a reunion? And he said, we have to see how the movie Trolls does, because that's where they sang the song for the movie Trolls, but they can't promote the movie Trolls because of the strike. So he said, we'll see what happens with how Trolls does, because everyone's like, yes, give it to us.
So is NSYNC doing a song on Trolls?
Yeah.
The whole band.
And they had cool. like this like recording moment, but then yesterday or over the weekend, sorry, NSYNC isn't going on tour, but Justin Timberlake is. Right? What a bitch.
Again, it's like, let me try to juice the solo thing as long as I can.
I know, but no one cared about Man in the Woods and no one ever will.
You know, I have a theory. I think Justin took too much time off because he was on top for a long time with the solo career. Everything was great. And then he took too much time off, and then Bruno Mars came in.
Mm.
He took his foot off the gas a little too long, and then Bruno kind of took over.
Are you talking about,
to be the solo R&B guy.
Because after, was that around the same time with the whole Janet thing?
I forgot when that was like peak Timberlake, right?
2005, what was that, like, shit, like 2006, 2007, where it was like, don't be so quick to fall.
Yeah, there was Justified, and then there was like two albums that were huge.
Yeah.
And then he kind of stopped for a bit to like catch up on life or whatever.
Well,
but then in this town, another person just came in.
Yeah, he started doing movies, all that shit. But now, Justin Timberlake's hitting the road solo. Justin is coming out with a new album, so he's planning a big U.S. tour for 2024.
That's really good prices. Is that Price is Right?
Yep. Nice. And I'm really kind of bummed because this was a chance. We were talking, Land and I were talking before the story. We were like, if they went on like a huge major city tour, they could easily make over $100 million to split between the five of them. Right? Wouldn't that be what we said? Yeah. So, I mean,
You know what it is? I think it's an ego thing a little bit. Because, like, once JT tours with the group, it's over. It's like admitting the solo's over.
But who cares?
No, I know. But look, people are people. They have their own ideas and baggage of, like, what they feel they deserve. And, you know what I mean?
So, I'm still wanting JC's solo career, because JC's solo career before the Timberlake Janet incident was the shit. Do you remember JC's?
There was a track off there I really liked. I forgot.
Friday night, just can't get enough. I was blowing me up with her love. Yes, Tara Reid was in the video.
Damn.
I did like the.
But right, don't you agree? Like, if Justin does touring with NSYNC. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go back into solo after that. It's a chapter, a door's closed, kind of, in your mind at least.
Well, maybe you're right.
Like, how do you get back with teen group?
Because, well, and also there wasn't a solo career from the other boy bands.
Yes.
Like, there wasn't a Backstreet, right? No one went solo from Backstreet.
Did Nick Carter for a little bit try to?
He tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, 98 Degrees didn't, and 98 Degrees is going back on the road.
There you go. When God closes the door, he opens a window.
But, I mean, it's like, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
That's the name of the tour.
And they jump out, and they jump out of that window. So, I know, I mean, here's the thing. They're all going back on the road, but I think they're singing other people's songs.
Yeah, you know what would be great? Is if, NSYNC gets back together and they start touring, and then they have a hologram Lou Pearlman.
Shit.
For no reason.
Yeah.
He's just like a fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt.
Just taking their checks
like,
at the end of the
boys,
night.
Sorry I'm not around anymore. I'm glad to see you guys are doing so well.
And all the fans are like, why is
Lou Pearlman here? And he's like, I'm just collecting all the money from the show tonight. You'll get it at Christmas, I promise.
Like, why did they make a hologram of their predatory early manager?
I had Lance on.
Enjoy the show, guys.
I had Lance on back in April or right before May, because it's going to be May. and that's available on YouTube. And he talks about the whole Lou Pearlman thing, how they were at dinner for Christmas and all their families are there and he's presenting them all with checks. And it was like they're the number one like boy band group in the world. Yeah. And like he's like, here's $10,000. And they were like, okay. Wild.
Jeez.
Yeah, watch that on YouTube. But I mean, here's the thing. I'm not gonna get tickets to the 98 Degrees show.
You can wait.
Yeah, I'll wait for the IMAX experience like they're going to do with the Eras tour. I mean, look at these guys. Jeff Timmons was the hottest one, and he had a 98 Degrees tattoo on his arm. The one on the far right.
Okay. So was it always four guys or was it three?
No one knows.
No one knows?
Yeah,
is this like the Mandela effect?
It was four guys.
It was three. No, it was four. Do you remember, look back.
Do you remember a 98 Degrees song off the top of your head?
Is Shut Up one? No, Shut Up's a different group.
Shut Up?
Is there a Shut Up kind of thing with Nick Lachey?
Just Shut Up, Shut Up. That's Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, hold on.
I don't think Nick Lachey sang a song called Shut Up unless it was to Jessica Simpson.
Maybe he told me to shut up. Maybe I was outside of an Olive Garden.
I mean, my favorite 98 Degrees song, hands down, Give Me Just One Night, Una Noche. That was like a Spanish.
Okay.
Remember the Doritos girl was like in
it? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Allie Landry?
Allie Landry, yeah. But, they're going to do, this is what everyone's doing, 90s boy bands to create a super boy band. The members have several picks, including Boyz II Men, Wanya? I think it's Wanya Morris, NSYNC's Joey Fatone, the Backstreet Boys, AJ McLean, and New Kids on the Block's Joey McIntyre. So they're kind of doing that. Also, it is rumored as of today that they are now pitching for the Super Bowl a boy band like mashup, which would be pretty dope. Because Taylor Swift said
she's not doing it.
Huh?
She doesn't want to do
it.
You don't make
money. She
doesn't
need the Super Bowl. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, she's like, you'll have to build new venues to house what I'm doing next tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what do you have other than football stadiums?
SoFi 2. I need my own arena. God.
She's just playing a whole state.
Yeah.
All the people go. People just go to, like, Nebraska.
Yeah.
She's just, like, on an airship.
That's what I want. I want drunk Taylor Swift. Say the Grammys come up. I think they had to, like, postpone them. I don't know. Did the Grammys come out? I think they had to postpone. I don't know, but the next Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's up for all these awards now, I just want drunk Taylor Swift to go up there and be like, I am a god! And then just like
tear down the
airlifted
sweet,
out.
Yeah, she's been an alien this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Just rips her face off, blinks vertically.
Ugh.
And that's all I want.
Just break
you
our
I
brains.
Was the problem. It's me.
And well, then we're like, I'm still going to listen to her music. I mean, she may be an alien and like want to enslave us.
Yeah, even Taylor Swift's an alien. People are like, okay.
She writes hits.
We have a couple more stories. People are going back to the office, and some people over at the Grindr offices are pissed. Grindr has lost nearly half of its staff after going back to the office. The gay hookup site has joined the list of tech companies demanding their employees return to the office, losing almost half. In the post-pandemic workplace, Grindr joins other tech firms such as Google, Meta, and what's left of Twitter, X, telling their employees they have to work in the office at least a couple days per week. Yes. Wired reports that the popular app, best known for quick hookups, for gay and bisexual men, issued a firm directive for employees to return, which has resulted in a downsizing of the company's workforce.
You want them back in the office or remote?
I mean, I didn't even know there was an office.
Where is it? Where's the office?
I don't know. San Francisco, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Next to a nude pop-up restaurant. Grindr presented its remote workforce with a two-week ultimatum. Commit to working in the office at least 2 days a week starting in October
That's
or lose
not bad.
Your job.
That's 2 days a week.
But for Grindr, it's go, go, go. Mm.
Yeah.
Go to the Trix house. Another venue. Go to another Trix house. Go to the venue, you know? According to the Grindr Union, which I did not know either, there's a Grindr Union, which formed 2 weeks before the ultimatum was issued, 82 out of the 178 staff, or 46% of its workforce, were subsequently let go. For many, the decision was especially difficult, as it would require moving back to the U.S. company's offices in L.A. They were here the whole time, in front of us, under our noses, the whole time.
Jackman again.
Chicago or San Francisco, three of the nation's most expensive cities to live in.
That is kind of fucked up. Like, you do lose a lot of money when you have to go into the office in some of these rich cities.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're really talented, you're losing all... Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
Just thinking, I'm really talented at Grindr.
No, I'm saying, like, yeah. You go, not the company. I'm a talented at Grindr. I'm a coder.
Yeah.
But it sucks because, like, you could get paid a certain amount and then you're losing so much money when you live in San Francisco or you live in Chicago. These are expensive cities.
Mm-hmm.
Remote really opened up a lot of things. So, I don't know. I wonder how necessary it is to actually be in the office. But then 2 days, even though it's 2 days a week, you still have to live in the city.
But how much does the formula change that you need to go into the office? You're like, guys, I have an idea.
Also, it's a tech company.
It's a tech company.
It's all emails. It's all ones and zeros.
Zoom.
Yeah, it's not like you're building something.
You don't
like
have a Formula One car. Like, dick. Balls.
Yeah.
These go together, and they are 30 feet away under your bed. Like, there's nothing that changes.
Yeah, I don't know why they need to be in the office.
Guys, we have a meeting about Joe in Oklahoma. We had some texts that he was leaving his door open with his ass up. So we need to have an HR moment for that.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know anything about Grindr, do you?
I know it's like an app. It's like a dating app, right? Or a hookup app?
It's a hookup app.
Interesting.
However, there are people...
That'd be funny, like... You know, you flash forward 40 years from now. Uh-huh. Like, how did you do me? Oh, Grindr.
It happens now.
Really?
It's a thing. There are people who are just like, well, we met on Grindr.
I just wanted a bust, but, you know, we kept in touch.
I came to his home, and the door was open, and his ass was up, and the rest is history. Oh, my God.
And we've been inseparable.
Now we just sit on the porch whittling soap.
Go, now we grind together.
Together. We started a coffee shop called The Daily Grind. Oh, that is lovely. I just love two old gay men who grind together.
Yeah.
All right. Whew, all right. Finally, we have a couple, going back to airplanes, a couple is livid after sitting next to a farting dog on a 13-hour flight. Her name was Lauren Boebert, and she had too many beans.
Yeah.
And she said, you know who I am? So a couple from New Zealand is demanding a refund after they sat next to a smelly dog on their 13-hour-long Singapore Airlines flight. Gil and Warren met on Grindr, and they were headed back to New Zealand from Paris in June, where they were surprised to see a dog with a passenger in the seat next to them. Okay, sure. What else here? Gil Press said she... Oh, Gil... Oh, it's Jill.
That's a weird way to spell.
Spell Jill. Jill with a G. I thought they were two guys. Jill said she heard this noise and it sounded like a heavy snorting. I thought it was my husband's phone because that's what phones sound like, heavy snorting.
Yeah, I have a fart ringtone.
It's like you're like the Tesla where you can do that in the Tesla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a thing where you can just like, and it could go to each seat. It scares the shit out of my boyfriend. But we looked down and realized it was the dog breathing. He said, I'm not having this sitting next to us the whole trip. The woman said she overheard the dog's owner saying to another passenger that he gets nervous on planes and needs the pet by his side. The couple decided to stay in their premium economy seats because they're Instagram famous. After speaking with the flight attendant who said the only other available seats were located in the back row of the economy section. However, halfway through the flight, the dog began farting. Oh, God. The passenger couldn't have the dog out in the aisle because they couldn't get the trolley through, so it had to come in further, which meant his head was under my husband's feet. My husband was in shorts and was getting the dog's saliva on his leg. This sounds awful. The couple spoke to the flight attendant and were moved to an economy seat that was reserved for the staff. And they still have not heard from the airline. The airline emailed back 2 weeks later and got an offer for a 74 gift voucher. Very specific.
Yeah.
A $74 gift voucher for Singapore Airlines. So, yeah. This sounds awful. We didn't receive the experience we paid for. Well, I guess, oh yeah, here's a little statement. Singapore Airlines endeavors to notify customers who may be seated next to an assistance dog prior to boarding the flight. We sincerely apologize that this did not occur in this case and will work with our airport teams to ensure that this lapse does not occur in the future. The airline spokesperson said in circumstances where a customer seated next to an assistance dog requests to be moved, Singapore Airlines will assist to reseat customers with the same cabin where space permits. I don't know. That's too much.
Well, how does it fart for 13 hours? It's so long. Like, are you feeding the dog halfway through to, like, keep it up?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
But what kind of dog was it?
Yeah.
It had to have been a big dog.
Like a mountain dog or something?
Some, like, I don't know. God, that, ugh. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Just the, I need the dog to fly?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like I need my assistant dog or I need my service dog or whatever. But see, that's why we can't have nice things because people were bringing on their service peacocks. And their service billy goats.
Yes.
And all that shit.
When do you think that started happening? The service dogs on plane thing? 5-6 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Like when restaurants and stuff. Yeah,
that was so it started with restaurants, you mean?
I think it started with restaurants where they're like, oh, it's a service animal. I used to work in a restaurant like 7-8 years ago, and it was like, that's, I remember
when
people
were like. At first it was probably legit, like, okay, I have epilepsy, or I have diabetes, and like, yeah.
And then people were like, I have anxiety, this is my dog, and you're like, ugh.
Then it just became a hot girl crutch, kind of.
Just like a small little, like, two-toothed abomination.
Right.
And they'd be like, I'm feeding it human food.
I don't know what that's helping with. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
what
that
is
thing's
it doing?
Not helping anybody.
Well, and I think that's what they, and now they've like completely, there's some restaurants that have banned service dogs and stuff. They're like, nope. And you have to like show them the papers and stuff. But then I remember people being outraged. They were like, that's illegal. You're not supposed to ask. And it's like, well, just leave your dog at home. That's what I have to say.
Well, if you don't ask, this is what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I have to tell you this story real quick. Speaking of animals. So I went to this cat memorial.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just say that like that's a thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need more.
I had a cat memorial.
Yours, a friend? What?
My friend, he lost his cat. He had it for 17 years.
Oh, so long.
Yeah. And you know me, I had to like sit in the back. Like I was like, I can't.
Too many ideas.
People were looking at me to see if my face was saying things, and it was. And you know, I love this friend. He's a great friend, but it was like oil painting of the cat, flowers. There was an open bar. There were espresso meowtinis.
Jeez. How many people?
I'm not even joking. I wish I was. I wish I was. This was probably about 20 people.
Okay.
It was over in Beverly Hills. So everyone was like decked out. They were serving Chick-fil-A, which was strange, but the cat's name was Nugget, and so he was serving nuggets.
Nugget would have wanted that.
So we're eating hate crime chicken, metaphorically named after the cat.
Right. A lot of layers.
So I'm sitting in the back, and people were like, you know, Nugget was a sweet cat. I remember when this person brought them home, and it was just always there. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God, this is real. And I wish I could have been that woman just wearing red and been like, Nugget and I were having an illicit affair for 10 years. And he left me all his money. Yeah, I wish. But where was I going with this? Oh, so since then, my friend got a new cat. This cat is like, and I'm not a big, like, cat person. This cat's just big eyes, just...
What kind of cat?
I don't even know. Something, it looks like something black market. It's too adorable.
Okay. Like the wide face? What is the...
It's like, it has like big human eyes and it's just like round face and it's so playful and so cute. And so we go over there. We go over to his house. We're playing Mario Kart because we're just broing out.
Yeah, I get it.
And like there's a charcuterie board. We're like introducing ourselves to the cat. We get up to leave. I stand up. And I'm like, stepped on this poor thing.
When's the next memorial?
Still thinking about it. Another oil painting. Well, there was Meatball. We had it for 3 days.
Yeah, just then, go through the whole Chick-fil-A menu.
God, yeah.
Ah, spicy just, chicken deluxe. What can I say about spicy chicken deluxe?
And Justin just broke its back when we brought it home. Oh, well. Well, this has been fun. Fahim, tell everyone where everyone can find you. What dates you got coming up?
Let's see. I'm doing Houston Improv October 20th and 21st.
Cool.
And then I'm filming a special at Zany's in Nashville.
Mm.
October 25th. Two shows. Come to that.
That's great.
Just on the internet. YouTube.com/FahimAnwar. Instagram FahimAnwar.
Yes.
TikTok FahimAnwar Comedy. Fuck you, FahimAnwar on TikTok. Who got that before me?
God.
Yeah. And I guess that's about it, you know? Just, yeah, Google me, Fahim Anwar, I suppose, comedy. Come to the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
See me, see Justin.
We'll be here.
It's a great place.
I got a date in Utah coming up in November. So
Utah's fun. I've played it.
Yes, yeah, the Boxcars. Have you been to that one?
No, I did Wise Guys when I was there, but I heard Boxcars good.
Boxcars brand new. So I'll be out there, I think, November 3rd and 4th. But, yeah, I've got some stuff coming in October. Got some surprises coming for you next month. So stay tuned. And as always, we will see you next time on the Just Saying Podcast. Bye.